Network. I'm your host, Fierce Method, and today is Friday, horny. You know we are frying up pickles and greens, baby. You ever had fried collard greens? Well, horny, if you ain't never had fried collard greens, you don't know what you missing, horny. Listen, fried collard greens and mustard greens, horny, it is delicious. I am telling you, put a few fried pickles on the side, honey, some fried toenails. I'm telling you, you got a meal for your lifetime. Listen, let me tell you something. It's August the 12th, 2022. 1 p.m. on the Central Standard Time Zone and 2 p.m. on the Eastern Standard Time Zone. Y'all know what I'm going to say? The Eastern Standard Time Zone is the time zone that rocks my socks off, honey. Some of y'all got to push it up to the ATL, to my home team. Must give a shout-out to my team, Fierce Nation International, the hardest working team on the planet. They are based in Kenya, Zimbabwe, East and West Africa, the U.K. And I do have an honorary member in India, Karan Batati. Listen, this show is being brought to you by Gumbarum, Gumbarum.com. G-U-B-B-A-R-U-M, Gumbarum.com. Listen, please do visit Gumbarum.com online for all your rum libation needs. We do have two different flavors, natural vanilla, which is the Gumba Gold, and natural coconut, which is Gumba Silver. The CEO and the founder of Gumba Rum is Steve Gump. You know, I don't know what's the matter with that man. I keep telling y'all every single day, would y'all please write some letters to Steve Gump. I keep telling him we need a different flavor. I'm waiting on some pineapple rum. I don't know what's wrong with drinking pineapple rum. If we can have vanilla and coconut, can't we have some pineapple rum? Listen, people, you know I like to entertain. It is a hot show on today. Listen, my people, listen. It is all about the millionaire music. We're going to get down to it on today. Listen. Let me tell you. While you're on Facebook, use the keyword to Fierce Female. When the page comes up, give it a like and a follow, and I will greatly appreciate it. Listen, you guys are phenomenal. You independent artists are phenomenal. I am telling you, are out of sight. And y'all know what's going to happen on today. Do you know who's going to hear your music? Do y'all know who's going to hear your music? It's like the late, great Don Cornelius. People all over the world is going to be hearing your music. If you don't know who Don Cornelius is, he's the man that created and had the idea for Soul Train, baby. Listen. It was heard and seen all over the world. Listen, let me tell you something. Let me just start with the breaking news. And then I do have independent artists on today. Bobber Craig, and my man, independent artist Pastor B, baby. Listen, and independent artist Tyler Pace. Let me tell y'all something. Each artist is different, unique, and has a lot to offer when it comes to music. And y'all going to find that out on today. Let me tell y'all something. Do y'all know? It is so sad. I saw it in the headlines about 3 hours ago. They are saying Anne Hayes is not expected to survive her injuries from her car crash. This is just, oh, it's just so sad. It's just so terrible. Listen. She had a really bad brain injury. The reason why they're saying that she is not going to survive. You know, you can't be out here drugging, drinking, and driving. That's really what it boiled down to. You know what I'm saying? You just really got to tell the truth on the matter. They found drugs in her system. Yeah. It's like, well, you know, I'm like, wow, she has some drugs in her system. That's just so sad. So listen. That is what is happening right now. She's not expected to survive. That is really sad. Oh, my God, and it is very unfortunate. That was about 3 hours ago. And when you're looking at the show description, you'll see click here for more details. All you got to do, great people, is just click and you'll be able to view the story and read the details in regard to Ann Hayes. Now, listen, let's get down to the brass tacks of it. Listen, independent artist Barbara Craig, she is an artist out of Dublin. Mm-hmm. Yes, she is, Dublin, Ireland. She's an artist, musician, composer from Ireland, and she has dropped an album called Integrity, which is officially released on August 19th on all major platforms. Her website is barbaracraig.co.uk. There is currently an early bird price for the album right now, so you want to make sure you get a discount. Go ahead and get the album right now. Let me tell you something. The name of her album, once again, is Integrity. And we need a lot more of that integrity around here. So listen. The name of this particular one is Out of the Blue by independent artist Barbara Craig. Y'all check this out.
I've seen many gray skies, mornings left with tired eyes, but just like stars way up high, I'm not coming down. Hearts can be worn on sleeves, exposed and ready for breaking. But take the time to breathe, hear the heartbeat, the sound. How many times do we need to blur the lines that keeps the lingering from falling in love? Yeah, they can be on my mind, but only to think back when I might find a way to keep dancing and keeping spirits up. I'm putting my trust in me. I see colors shining bright like lights on the darker days. I've been searching for a love, but I'm finding better ways. I don't need no hand to take, I'm right where I want to stay. To heal our hearts when they might break, cause this is the only way. I'm finding, get out of rust, there needs to be some climbing out of the ground. How many times do we need to blur the lines that keeps the lingering from falling in love? Yeah, they can be on my mind, but only to think back when I might find a way to keep dancing and keeping spirits up. I'm putting my trust, I'm putting my trust, I'm putting my trust in me. I see colors shining bright like lights on the darker days. I've been searching for a love, but I'm finding better ways. I don't need no hand to take, I'm right where I want.
All right. That is Out of the Blue, independent artist Barbara Craig, let me tell you, you know, this show is live. It is not pre-recorded. Let me tell you. So listen, still looking at the story from Ann Hayes, the family has decided to turn off her ventilator. Yeah, no, let me tell y'all this. Listen, independent artist, Y'all know entertainment and music is a hard thing to be in. And listen, I always say this all the time. Money without integrity is worthless. It's worthless. Listen, if you have a really nice cash flow, that's wonderful. But if you don't have a flow of integrity in your life, it means nothing. You got to have two together. You really got to have it two together. You got to have moral principles, and you got to have integrity. Like Barbara Craig, her album is called Integrity. What a perfect time to have an album right now called Integrity right now. So listen, money and integrity, you got to have those two together, because I am telling you, you can make some really horrible decisions. And when you have money, you don't have integrity and you don't have principle. It's just a bad combination when you don't have those two together. So listen, I got a lot to get into this episode. Listen, let me tell y'all something. Independent artists, each one on this particular show and this broadcast has a lot to offer. Now listen, you know, Barbara Craig's song Integrity is really phenomenal. I want you guys to really pay attention to it. Her website, once again, is barbaracraig.co.uk. She's out of Dublin, Ireland. And then we have independent artist Passby. I'm going to get to him. Ooh, Lord, today. Y'all know I believe in millionaire music, because y'all know the music business is hard. It is hard. Ain't nobody around here getting, you know, checks for $50,000 if you are an independent artist. Let me tell you something. Them numbers is not easy to hit. You know what I'm saying? So listen, my goal for you guys is millionaire music. Listen, there's a lot that goes on in the making of millionaire music. And the reason I can say that, because it is not easy. For years, I have looked at royalties on my own. One little video song. I got one little video song. Getting ready to drop another one in the fall. In the fall, we'll be dropping another single. We need a revolution. So listen, let me tell y'all something. The first song, Reclaim, great song. People love it. And I watch it. I really didn't promote it that hard. I just watch it get a lot of plays, a lot of views, a lot of streams. And I kept looking. I say, this is a lot of pages of people listening to this song. But guess what? Wasn't no checks attached to it. I said, well, what is the point at all? I said, what is this? I'm like, where is the money? And you guys know this. If you are signed up, registered with BMI and ASCAP, and you see when your song is heard on Spotify, YouTube, or whatever stream, y'all see, you only get like a penny or two pennies off of the plays. And, I mean, the pie is just like, this is just so ridiculous. So listen. I believe in millionaire music. When you have millionaire music, you got to have that one song is just like bam, 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 bam. And then also believe you got to have a package. You got to have multiple streams of income. You got to have more than independent artists. Now, listen, I'm not talking about people. I'm not talking about the Justin Bieber's. You know, they doing what they do. I'm not talking about the Maroon 5. You know, they do what they do. I'm talking about, you know, independent artists is a whole different ballgame when it comes to us. When it comes to us, independent artists, we got to have multiple streams of income, because you got to have a way to survive to promote, market, and advertise what you're doing. Hello. Listen, I believe in a package. You got to have a package. And this is why I'm coming up to independent artist Tyler Pace. Tyler Pace got something. Woo, let me tell y'all. And I'm going to get to Pastor, because he got a bad song. But listen, independent artist Tyler Pace has a song called Touch, T-O-U-C-H. And if you guys look at his cover art, independent artists, don't be afraid to take a look at what the other artist is doing and learn from what they have put together. He has some bad cover art for this single called Touch. I've never seen anything like it. He has a hand coming up out of the river and then a hand coming down from heaven. It's like, what? Who thought of that? So listen, it is really phenomenal. And listen, that graphic art is unbelievable. Listen, and this is what you got. I don't understand people. Listen, artists, you guys that send these pictures in that look just horrifying, where do you think you're going with that? I know I sound like I'm preaching, but I am. Listen. Tyler Pace's art is bad, banging bad. The first thing you do when you see it, you just want to keep looking at it because it's so phenomenal. And then you want to hear the song, of course. So listen, you got to draw in your audience. You have to connect with your fans. Listen, just don't, you're trying to reach out to a fan. Don't give your fans just anything. You know what I'm saying? So listen, when you put out a product, when you put out something, you're putting it out to your fan base, right? You're putting it out to your fan base. Whether you know it, whether you believe it, or whether you understand it or not, when you create music, you're creating a fan base, because individuals is going to like what you have or they're not going to like what you have. So listen, when you're putting your package together, it's got to be put together where, listen, All, believe it or not, all the designs that you see with the fierce female, I drew them myself. Listen, the fierce female logo, I drew it myself. The cover art for Reclaim the Generation, I drew it myself. Nobody drew it. You know what I'm saying? It's just like God gave me what to put on it. I just sat down and I just drew it. So it wasn't really me. It was bigger than me. Let me tell you. So I want you guys to take this from touch. Look at the cover art and take a look at it. Glean something from it that you can use along your path, right? I want you guys to do that. All right, now listen. And also on his cover art for Touch, great. You know what he can do with it? I always talk about T-shirts. Some people don't like to do T-shirts, but that logo can be put on a T-shirt. And he can do what? He can sell autographed T-shirts because that logo is bad. It is just phenomenal. And you guys take a listen to his song. This is Touch. Love it. You know, when I listen to music, I'm listening to more than the beat. I'm listening to the voice. I'm listening to the lyrics. Now, let me tell you something. I know this is going to throw y'all for a loop, but listen, Tyler Pace, that song I was listening, I was like, man, and you guys know what popped up? Yeah, now what popped up? Milo make my drink. I told you to stir that thing a long time ago. Milo make the drink. Bang, bang. Oh, here now. I need my drink. You know? So listen, Tyler Pace. Hornet, your voice is just like Bruno Mars is meeting Michael Jackson. I know y'all probably don't even hear that when you listen to the song, but let me tell you, He don't have the highs like, you know, Michael Jackson got that. How are you doing? I'm doing this right today. You know, oh, my goodness. I'm just so flattered. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. You know, I just know what to do. You know what I'm saying? So I just have to put it together and do it. You know, I just don't know what's going on. So listen, Tyler Pace does not have that. You know, Michael Jackson was real soft in what he said and everything. And you know how Bruno Mars is. Bruno Mars is, you know, he just puts it out there. So listen, he's got a thing in his voice. Tyler got a great thing going. He's got a thing going in his voice that's just phenomenal because he's got that out. I've never heard this before. He's almost like a second alto. He's almost got a second alto and soprano mixed together. I've never heard that. So listen, he's got a wonderful thing going. He could really, 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 really put some punch in it, and I just love it. So listen, up next is independent artist Pastor B. Y'all know something. This is the man right here. So listen, Pastor B is very unique. He came across with this song, Lord Work, and I was like, oh, I needed that song. You know, and I was like, Lord, thank you, Jesus, for this song. Just lifts me up. Let me tell you something about Pastor B. He's got a lot that he can do as far as millionaire music because his background, listen, we know that he's Pastor B. He's known as Pastor B. Bryan Sago, and he's raised in Natchez, Mississippi, graduated from Natchez High School. He's enlisted in the United States Army. Love it, love it, love it, and he served 23 years. Woo, y'all, 23 years. And so congratulations. Thank you for serving our country. Throughout his military career, he served at numerous stateside Army units as well as STACRA and in Germany. Now, listen. He retired in 2018. Pastor Sago began his true walk with God in 2010. Now, let me tell you something. We got a soldier, military soldier. You know what I'm saying? In the natural, and we got a soldier in Christ. Let me tell you something. Now, Pastor B, he got a real great thing going on because he's an Army man. Yeah. Y'all remember? Oh, I don't know where this came. Oh, glory to God. Y'all remember? I don't know if you all remember, but I remember growing up, it was a big, huge thing to play with Army men. I wonder what ever happened. It was a big, huge thing to play with Army men. When I was a child, yeah, this little bitty girl, I had brothers and had a whole bunch of friends that was boys, okay? And so they always had these Army men, and my best friend lived on the first floor, MacNeil Jones. He was a minister too. He grew up and became a minister. MacNeil Jones. He had this thing with these Army men. He would be out there downstairs, Army men all over the place. So listen, I'm going somewhere with this. So Pastor B, you can use your experience from the Army and being a soldier in Christ for millionaire music. You know what I'm saying? Ooh, it's just like you trucking a soldier in Christ. I am telling you, I could just see you doing something really, really, really. Army men, you know what I'm saying? Oh, my gosh. So listen, let me get to this song because I'm pretty much out of time. I'm going to come back to the Army men. You know what? And Army men was a big thing in those days. It was all over the place. It sold like hot cakes. Sold like hot cakes. Even the little girls was playing with Army men. So listen. This is Lord Working.
John Dummy made the beat and I'm going to kill. The Lord got me if I'm turning wrong. It's no hiding if the truth is on. I talk to God like I'm on the phone. If the devil call him, tell him no. The Lord got me if I'm turning wrong. I talk to God like I'm on the phone. It's no hiding if the truth is on. If the devil call him, tell him no.
Praise the Lord, he be working on the job, staying focused. Praise the Lord, he be working on the job, staying focused. Praise the Lord, he be working on the job, staying focused. Praise the Lord, he be working on the job, staying focused.
Summer, cleaning up my mess, you know I had to call the plumber. Ain't trying to call, I'm like, bro, how'd you get my number? You could call me Jack, cause we gon' chop him like some lumber. With the battle axe, come with the thunder. I be grinding and working, I'm praising my Lord and my Savior. While he's working and grinding and changing my mindless behavior. He's the salt of the earth, so I guess I'll go give him some flavor. Watch me turn up on him real quick, dropping big hits.
Yeah, the Lord got me if I'm turning wrong. It's no hiding if the truth is on. If the devil call him, tell him no. The Lord got me if I'm turning wrong. I talk to God like I'm on the phone. It's no hiding if the truth is on. If the devil call him, tell him no.
Praise the Lord, he be working on the job, staying focused. Praise the Lord, he be working on the job, staying focused. Praise the Lord, he be working on the job, staying focused. Praise the Lord, he be working on the job, staying focused.
The Lord working on it, like
turn my life around, cause the Lord's a soul worker. Wash me down, got me drifting like a super soaker. Used to walk around cold like a big choker. Now I'm focused on the work God called me to. Touching souls in the streets, what I gotta do. Showing hope to the hopeless, what I gotta do. Blessing on the block, yep, true.
Yeah, the Lord got me if I'm turning wrong. It's no hiding if the truth is on. The Lord got me if I'm turning wrong. It's no hiding if the truth is on. I talk to God like I'm on the phone. If the devil call him, tell him no. The Lord got me if I'm turning wrong. I talk to God like I'm on the phone. It's no hiding if the truth is on. If the devil call him, tell him no.
Praise the Lord, he be working on the job, staying focused. Praise the Lord, he be working on the job, staying focused. Praise the Lord, he be working on the job, staying focused. Praise the Lord.
That's Lord working by Pastor B, Pastor B. Also featuring Mr. Goodbars and X Marks the Spot. Yeah, I love that. Lord working, I love that. You know, it's just like foot soldiers, being foot soldiers. And that's what it is. You know, when you're doing a work and a job for the kingdom, you are God's foot soldier because you're out there. We are all supposed to be out there witnessing and talking to different individuals wherever we're going. So listen, out among the people, yes. So listen, I tell you, it is phenomenal, 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 phenomenal. We're going to hear some more music from Pastor B on tomorrow. Listen, it is a musical salute that's going on the whole weekend, my good people. So listen, I got to get on up out of here. I am pretty much out of time, and it's been an independent musical salute for Bob Craig, independent artist Pastor B, and independent artist Tyler Pace. And you know something, Pastor B got a bigger thing that's coming his way even than what he can see or recognize. He really just at the tipping point, really just not scratching the surface, because you know what? Your faithfulness, oh, glory to God. God rewards us for faithfulness, right? He does. He does. When you're being faithful, you know what I'm saying? Don't get me wrong, y'all. Don't think that I've met him in the flesh. I have not. It's God that gives us what to say. You know what? Because God gives us what to say out of my mouth. So listen, God is rewarding him for his faithfulness and being diligent and doing what? Being obedient. Obedience is better than sacrifice. Obedience is better than sacrifice. And so when, you know, they got a lot going on with their church, so God is blessing him right now, right in this moment. Right now, I got to get on up out of here. But I'll be back later on this afternoon. In the special words of Don Cornelius, the man that made Soul Train what it was in the winter city. It is peace, love, and soul.